RadioArchives.com presents Marty Quaid, Private Detective, Volume 1, by Gordon Dymowski, Chris Bell, Gene Moyers, and Michael Black. Read for you by Paul Curtis. Marty Quaid, Private Detective, Volume 1, is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Publish or Perish, by Gordon Dymowski. You said breakfast was on you. Marty Quaid took a healthy bite of pancake. You weren't kidding. Placing his fork back on the plate, the well-dressed, dark-haired detective looked around the Hotel Baltic dining room. Breakfast was always their busiest hour, as hotel waiters and waitresses eagerly served a variety of hotel guests, preparing for a typical day of New York City excitement. Glancing back at the variety of dishes in front of him, Marty's face had the delight of a child of Christmas. Huge plates of food, eggs prepared in a variety of ways, bacon, pancakes, donuts, and even ham steaks were spread out on the table in front of him. Across the table from Quaid sat a well-groomed, heavy-set man whose spectacles matched his Brooks Brothers finery.
Let it never be said that Michael P. Trotter of Trotter Publications did not know how to have a good morning.
Leaning his white globe-handled walking stick against the table, Trotter scooped a large amount of scrambled eggs from a platter to plate. Looking Trotter in the eye, Marty shot a wide grin. You must really need me if you're willing to spring for such a spread. After chewing a forkful of eggs, Trotter brushed a few crumbs from his beard.
It's a very delicate matter. I need you to find someone.
That's what I'm good at. Downing a glass of orange juice like a shot of whiskey, Marty gave a sly wink. So, is this person costing you?
Sadly, yes.
Slicing off a large piece of ham steak, Trotter chewed before speaking, pointing his fork at Marty to emphasize each word.
One of my editors, Hugh Cranston, has been stealing money from me and my writers. He's also been stealing sensitive business documents, which I need to find quickly.
Let me guess. Taking a healthy gulp of black coffee, Marty grabbed a slice of buttered rye toast. Cranston's flown the coop?
Yes, Mr. Quaid.
Dusting off his beard, Trotter sliced off another piece of ham steak.
2 days ago, Cranston stopped coming into the office altogether. I need you to find him and return any information he has stolen. Otherwise, my publishing business is in danger.
Chomping on his toast, Marty mumbled as he chewed.
And what exactly do you publish?
Girly magazines?
No, Mr. Quaid. I publish fiction for 10-year-olds.
Pausing, Trotter contemplated how Marty's hair remained so neatly parted, and continued.
Pulps, as they're referred to in popular parlance. My publications feature tales of adventure, excitement, and intrigue, featuring a variety of colorful characters. Many readers need such high-spirited tales in these troubled times, and we provide escape and comfort for the low cost of one thin dime.
Please, no bumping gums. Marty took in Trotter's moment of confusion, then took another bite of toast. Tell me what you want me to do once I find this crumb.
Bring him back, so I can prosecute him.
Grasping the ornate globe-topped white and ivory handle of his walking stick, Trotter slammed it on the ground.
The authorities cannot do anything based on allegation, and I want to be sure Cranston pays for his crime.
Gulping down black coffee, Quaid speared a strip of bacon with his fork.
You know it's going to cost you more than a sawbuck, right?
Raising his hand, Trotter snapped his fingers.
You'll be well compensated. In fact, let me provide you some background information.
On cue, a bellboy...